And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Cooper Helm. He is directing Sam Shepard's play Buried Child, which opens at Cité des Arts this Friday and will run through Sunday, September 2nd, several performances at Cité des Arts. And Cooper, there's a lot of theater going on around here in South Louisiana, particularly around the parishes surrounding Lafayette. And I'm sure some people are saying, Cooper Helm, don't think I've seen any plays by him. This is your first play that you've directed in Lafayette.
Yes.
But you've done a lot of theater, mostly in Baton Rouge.
Yes.
So let's talk about that, because I'm sure there are quite a number of people in Lafayette who haven't. There's so much going on here that just don't often cross the basin there to see theater in Baton Rouge. So tell us a bit about your background and how you got started in theater over there.
Well, I went to LSU, and I minored in theater, amongst many other things, in a decade-long college career. So,
all the better to take everything you want to take.
Right. They usually call those people doctors, but for me, I just kind of got through school on my own pace. Mm-hmm. But I never really did anything as far as on the stage at LSU. I did a lot of, schoolwork. But I guess about 2004, I decided to audition for a play at the Baton Rouge Little Theater, and I got a role as Aide Williams, one of Nurse Ratched's aides. And I guess it kind of...
In One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, that's right. And I guess from that point on, I ended up doing about 40-plus plays. Anything and everything under the sun, lighting design, set design. I ended up being the technical director over there for about a year and a half. Worked with many people, directed some shows, acted in some shows, designed some shows, and just did a whole lot of work over there.
Well, that's very impressive. The Baton Rouge Little Theater is quite an established community theater.
It is, yes.
Mm-hmm. And in addition to the Baton Rouge Little Theater, you worked with some other companies in town.
I did. I worked at Independence Park Theater. Baker Little Theater is actually where I directed three shows. And with some different companies, a Shakespeare company, and amongst other things, yes.
That's a huge resume.
Well, okay.
So tell us about some of the plays that meant the most to you, particularly directing, but ones that perhaps really, characterized your style, your interests in theater.
Well, I would have to say One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest was really one that really touched me, mm-hmm. because I loved the movie, mm-hmm. Jack Nicholson. And I guess, I feel like I could have been a patient. So, really...
I think a lot of people who see that movie feel that way.
Yeah.
It's just the way he draws those characters and makes mm-hmm. them so normal in many ways.
It's a beautiful movie yeah. and play. Mm-hmm. It's very dark, the play is. So I guess that one really, drew my attention to actually get me to go audition for it. Mm-hmm. Another play that... brought me closer to appreciating even musicals, which I really didn't care a whole lot about at first, but we did a chorus line where I played Zach, and I just was a part of all these dancers and singers, and we had a Broadway choreographer come in, Michael Gorman, and he really taught me a whole lot of stuff about theater on a Broadway level that is really close to my heart.
Mm. And the plays that you directed, tell us mm-hmm. some of the titles of the ones you directed.
I directed The Trip to Bountiful, which is a really good play. Also, Ten Little Indians, it's now called And Then There Were None mm-hmm. by Agatha Christie, and also The Last Night of Ballyhoo.
That's quite a wide range of styles of plays.
They're quite different,
mm-hmm,
yes.
Mm-hmm. So you really appreciate different styles of theater and types of playwrights.
I do. I'm not one that goes around reading all these plays. Mm-hmm. I seem to... It just kind of gets... How can I put this? Just give me a piece and mm-hmm. let me dissect it. Mm-hmm. I guess, this play here, Buried Child, is one... I pretty much did all my essays on Sam Shepard. So this is a very, he has a different, a really unique style of writing.
So your essay is back in college.
Yes, back
so
in college.
So your appreciation for Sam Shepard goes back quite a ways.
It really does. Yeah. It really
well,
does.
I'm going to tell people who may just be tuning in, my guest is Cooper Helm. He is directing the play Buried Child by Sam Shepard. It opens this Friday at Cité des Arts and will run for a couple weekends here in Lafayette at Cité. A lot of people in our audience have heard the name Sam Shepard, but really may not know a lot about him. Tell us about Sam Shepard and what it was about him that really drew you.
Well, he's 68 years old now, so he's a child of the 60s, mm-hmm. basically. And like a lot of children back then, they kind of were experimenting with a lot of things. But by 1968, he had moved to New York. He was in a rock band playing drums and guitar for a group called the Holy Model Rounders. Mm-hmm. And after that, he started writing plays in the 70s. He bases a lot of his characters off of his own family and things like that. And he just had a unique style of writing. I guess he drew from a lot of experiences from what he experienced in the 70s. Mm-hmm. It's very dark with a lot of comedic flair to it.
He grew up in the Midwest, typical American.
He was born in Illinois, mm-hmm. but he did grow up in California.
Okay. And I believe there was a bit of violence in his family.
A bit of violence, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which, as you say, he draws upon for these plays.
He really does.
Well, again, for those people who are not that familiar with his set of works, how would you characterize Sam Shepard's play? What is he trying to identify about America?
I actually have a quote from him where this is his quote on imagery. He says, "An image can be seen without looking at anything. The fantastic thing about theater is that it can make something be seen that's invisible. And that's where my interest in theater is. You can be watching this thing happening with actors and costumes and lights and set and language and even plot. And something emerges from beyond that. And that's the image part I'm looking for. That's the added dimension."
Mm. Teasing out those things that are unsaid, unspoken.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So Buried Child. I want you to give away the whole plot, but did you read that in college? Was that one of the ones?
I did, yeah. And after I read it, I was like, wow, that's messed up, to put it mildly, really. And it's just one that always stuck with me. Actually, I didn't even know it was a Pulitzer Prize winning play until after I got the gig here, mm-hmm. doing this. Mm-hmm. It was just one that he's got a book called The Seven Best Plays of Sam Shepard, and it's really the one that sticks out the most to me. It's the most edgy, dark, mm-hmm. and it's the American dream gone wrong, mm-hmm. basically.
What is that American dream that he's talking about? I guess every generation kind of does that with, like, Death of a Salesman, mm-hmm. you know, which is earlier. What is he particularly trying to address that's gone wrong in what we think of as the American dream?
Well, this is quite opposite of the Brady Bunch. If you would say the Brady Bunch was the American dream to one extreme, this would be the other extreme in the other direction.
Hard to believe they both exist in the same world, same
Indeed.
Country.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, have you directed this play before?
No, I haven't. I haven't done any works by Sam Shepard. It's hard to do plays like this in communities. Because they're so edgy, it's not fluff theater. Mm-hmm. It's very dark, mm-hmm. and it has a lot of meaning to it, and it can make people feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But that's what it's designed to do. It's designed to really grab at somebody's heart, and when it's done correctly, you'll leave the theater really appreciating what you have in your own life.
I would think as a director approaching this play, you would want to have just the perfect actors and actresses.
Absolutely.
How do you feel about your cast?
I think my cast is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like they were sent to me for this play. Mm-hmm. We kind of popped out of nowhere with this. And being that it's the middle of the summer, a lot of people already have planned their summers out. So it's kind of hard to get a lot of people to come and audition. We didn't have a whole lot of people auditioned, but everybody that auditioned pretty much was cast. We had to look for a couple of other people and got some real fine actors to play these roles. Mm-hmm. But it just seemed that each person that came and auditioned for a specific part, when they were walking up to me, that's who I had in mind, and that's who I casted.
Well, tell us about the cast. Again, for those of us who have not seen the play, who are the cast members, and tell us about the actors who are playing them.
Okay. Well, the first character I'll go over is Dodge. It's being played by Milton Resweber. He's a pretty well-known actor around this town. He's been doing theater for over 30 years. Extremely talented individual. He plays the father in this play, and he's pretty much dead as far as his soul goes, which a lot of people in this play are. What happens is that this play takes place 35 years after the family pretty much has cursed itself by acts of immorality, and it's kind of like, you know, I think everybody in their life has either gone through something sometime somewhere that, you know, they wish they could take it back. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of what happens to this family. It takes place 35 years later, and here's the result. Now, how do you get to resolution? Is there redemption? Mm-hmm. And I believe there is for everybody. But so he plays the father. The next character is Haley, and it's played by Debbie Ardoin. And she's also been doing a lot of theater around Acadiana for the last, I think, 30 years. She plays the mother. And what happens in this play is that the mother and the next character I'll talk about, Tilden, they have...
You need to give it all away.
Okay.
But
well, yeah. They just...
you can leave a few things.
All right, yeah. You know, it's...
She's an interesting character, and
really
has a lot of different relationships with everyone in the family.
She really does, mm-hmm. and that's kind of her way of dealing with what happened years ago. Mm-hmm. I guess the next character, Tilden, played by Rudy Eisenzoff. Mm-hmm. He plays the oldest son, and he's done a really good job with the character. Very multi-layered character, as everybody in this play really is. I guess going through it, Bradley is, he's an amputee. He chopped his leg off with a chainsaw, but it's played by Martin Arsenault. Shelley is the next character, played by Aaron Broussard. The next character is Vince, played by Scott Grimial, who's also producing the show, and he started off as the stage manager, and now he's in the show as Vince. And the last character is Father Dewis, played by Philippe Vautro.
All right, so there's a priest in there, too.
Yes, he's more of a Protestant minister.
Protestant minister,
yes.
In Midwestern. So you have all these different layers. There are three generations in this family. And there's also an element to Sam Shepard. No matter how horrifying and violent, there's always this strange comic element.
Yes.
In his play as well. How does that happen in this play? Where's the dark comedy in this one?
It's kind of a dichotomy. I think I'm saying that right. Because you have parts of it where you have somebody extremely happy, and the person he's talking to is extremely mean. And that comes off as comedy.
in a really interesting way.
You know, mm-hmm. And that happens throughout the play. There's so much in this play that's unexplainable. Mm-hmm. So it's so ambiguous. Mm-hmm. It's very surreal in nature. And it just... But that's what he's talking about, image, is that here you have all this going on, but what's underneath the surface is really what he's getting at. I mean, it's hard to believe that a story like this is really about redemption, but that really is what it's about. Mm-hmm.
Well, again, all that inexplicable that he talks about, the invisible inexplicable that he's making
right.
Tangible. Mm-hmm. If you have just tuned in, my guest is Cooper Helm. He is directing the play Buried Child by Pulitzer Prize-winning Sam Shepard. In fact, this play won a Pulitzer Prize. Difficult play, but as Cooper said, he's found some really great actors and actresses in our community to play these parts, these very difficult, nuanced parts.
Yes, indeed.
So how long have y'all been working on the play?
We have been working on it for about 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. We've had about 28. We're about on our 26th rehearsal, mm-hmm. rehearsal 27th rehearsal. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of time to get this play right. It's like I said earlier, it's a very difficult play to convey to the audience. Mm-hmm. It has to click on all cylinders for it to really work. Mm-hmm. And it's
hard. Well, tell me about just the process of directing this play. You seem like a very calm, measured person. And we're talking about a play that is rather violent and full of hidden passions between all these generations of people in the family. What is your directing style like? How do you pull these performances out of your actors?
Well,
I mean, it sounds like you've thought about this play for many years. I mean, writing about it in college.
Mm-hmm. I kind of have a style I pull from former directors of mine. Mm-hmm. And then I think I've incorporated my own style. I'm pretty OCD when it comes to being prepared. It's one of my mottos is that in a rehearsal process, you cannot ever rehearse enough. Mm-hmm. There's always more. And one of the things I stress is that, like, there's a time where you become off book. Well, off book to me means on book at home. So you can pick up on all the small words that you miss out on all the little details. You know, it's like taking care of the little things, the big things take care of themselves. I'm very detail oriented. Mm-hmm. When it comes to this, I really never feel like in anything that I do as far as an artistic wise that I achieved everything that I can possibly do. And unfortunately, there's always a cap on it. You always have to stop at some time and just say, okay.
The play has to open.
It is what it is.
So you don't go into a rehearsal impressionistically. You've thought about this very carefully and really laid out how you want things to go.
I lay out a structured mm-hmm. type rehearsal process, but I really give a lot of freedom to the actors. I give a lot of freedom to the creative process because I can't, if I'm not learning and creating along the way and I just come up and say, okay, well, this is how it's going to be, then I feel that I'm not doing an injustice. I'm doing an injustice to actually what's supposed to happen. What does the playwright actually want to convey out of here? And these questions I get answered by the actors' performances, their creativity, and my experience with them.
Mm. If you have tuned in, my guest is Cooper Helm talking about the play he's directing, the Pulitzer Prize-winning play Buried Child by Sam Shepard. It opens this Friday at Cité des Arts. You mentioned that it's a difficult play to perform, to direct, and to put on in a community because of the issues and just the structure of the play. What would you tell people who are thinking about this play, thinking, it sounds interesting, but I don't know? How would you convince people to go see this play? Why should they see it?
It's unlike anything you've ever seen before. Mm-hmm. It'll blow your mind. Mm-hmm. It's really, it's an awesome play.
Yeah, and absolutely now.
I can see the
emotion welling up inside of you as you're thinking about this play.
I mean, every time we have a rehearsal, mm-hmm. I find something in there that I've never seen before. I mean, things pop out of nowhere in this play. It's one that should linger on in your mind for days to come after it. Just building the set alone, there's little details and additions that you put in that, you know, mesh with the characters. It's like I said, it's unlike any play that you'll see. Mm-hmm. It's not fluff. It's real. Mm-hmm. I try to, you know, say, well, what kind of movie would you kind of put it in? You know, horror maybe, but sort of Pulp Fiction-ish. Pulp Fiction.
With that humor, you know? Mixed in with the daily, you know,
detestable
horror.
Things. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But there's comedy in it, and you walk away feeling you're going to be entertained. There's no doubt about it. This is an entertaining show, and to walk away with it without an opinion about it one way or the other, I think is impossible.
All right. And in addition to that, it's just by now a classic American play. Again, won the Pulitzer back in the 70s. This is Buried Child by Sam Shepard. My guest, Cooper Helm, is directing it at Cité des Arts. You can get tickets right now by calling Cité or going to their website. You can chance getting them at the door, but it is an intimate theater, as we've said before. It's a good idea to reserve your tickets ahead of time. So it will run this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Yes.
At Cité.
At 7:30 mm-hmm. on Friday and Saturday night, and then there's a matinee on Sunday at 2 p.m., and then the following weekend, it'll be on the 31st, September 1st, and September 2nd, and like I said, Friday and Saturday, both at 7:30, and Sunday a matinee at 2 p.m.
And it's on the Cité des Arts website as well if you'd like to know more about it. Cooper, thank you so much, and we look forward to more of your work here in Lafayette.
Well, thank you very much, Judith. I appreciate it.